This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Pakistan has rejected India's Supreme Court decision on Monday about the special status for the state of Jammu and Kashmir.
India has no right to make unilateral decisions on the status of this disputed territory against the will of the Kashmiri people and Pakistan.
Earlier in the day, India's Supreme Court upheld a 2019 decision by the Indian government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to revoke special status for the state of Jammu and Kashmir and set a deadline of September 30th next year for local elections. India's only Muslim-majority region has been at the heart of more than 75 years of animosity between the two nations, since the birth of the nations in 1947 at the independence from colonial British rule. Oil-producing nations seem to be holding up in a final statement from the UN Climate Change Summit because they don't want language that says fossil fuels need to be phased out.
The first step is the COP, because we should send here the strong political message that this is the pathway.
Colombia's environmental minister, Maria Suzanne Mohammed, a member of the Beyond Oil and Gas Alliance, a new draft of a COP28 agreement proposed various options, but did not refer to a phase out of all fossil fuels, which had been included in a previous draft. Israeli forces battled Palestinian militants in Gaza's two largest cities on Monday. Israel has pledged to keep fighting. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. Polish lawmakers on Monday voted to reject the proposed conservative government, a widely expected outcome that now paves the way for the rival pro-EU alliance to form the next administration. Following the no-confidence vote, the lower house of parliament, controlled by the pro-EU group, will select the next candidate for prime minister, who, in all likelihood, will be the alliance's leader and former EU chief, Donald Tusk. The EU met today with Ukraine's foreign minister.
I came here with a clear message of Ukraine's commitment to do its homework, to open accession talks, and move towards membership in the EU.
The EU will meet on Thursday and Friday to decide whether or not to launch membership negotiations with Kyiv. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is due to travel to Washington for meetings with President Biden and other U.S. officials. Let's get the latest on that from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
In a statement, his office says Zelensky will focus on ensuring unity among the US, Europe and the world in supporting Ukraine's defense against Russian terror and strengthening the international order based on rules and respect for the sovereignty of each nation. President Joe Biden has asked Congress for a multi-billion dollar package of wartime funding for Ukraine and Israel, along with other national security priorities. But the request is caught up in a debate over US immigration policy and border security. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Jury selection got underway on Monday in the federal case that will determine how much Rudy Giuliani might have to pay two Georgia election workers, which he falsely accused of fraud while pushing Donald Trump's baseless claims after the 2020 election. The former New York City mayor has already been found liable in the defamation suit brought by the two workers. Now, the issue to be determined is the amount of damages.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic.
Barbie dominated the Golden Globe Awards nominations with 9 nods, including Best Picture Musical or Comedy, as well as acting nominations for Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling in 3 of its original songs. Closely followed by the movie Oppenheimer, which scored 8 nominations, including Best Picture Drama. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.